Hi there, and welcome to week one, lesson one. This is super exciting. I'm so happy to have you here. I'm really, really looking forward to us working through this program together over the next 8 weeks. So this is just the beginning, and let's just get straight into it. I want to give you a little bit of an introduction just to a little explanation about what mindfulness is. What is this thing called mindfulness? What is it that we're going to be working towards throughout this program? And then get straight into our main intention and focus for this first week of the program. So mindfulness is a word that is kind of bandied around a fair bit these days. It seems to be everywhere in the media. There's obviously a lot of research now to support it. But even having said that, there are still, I find, a lot of people who aren't really 100% sure of what we're talking about when we talk about this idea of mindfulness. So one definition that I really like, it's by Williams and Teasdale Siegel and Jon Kabat-Zinn. So Williams, Teasdale and Siegel are the guys that actually developed the mindfulness-based cognitive therapy program, which this program is based on. And it itself was also kind of an extrapolation of Jon Kabat-Zinn's world-renowned mindfulness-based stress reduction, which was an 8-week program that he first introduced in the late 70s, early 80s for people with chronic pain. And really all of the research around mindfulness in Western medicine and Western psychology has sprung out of that program developed by Kabat-Zinn back then. So the definition that they have put together, which I really like, is mindfulness is the awareness that emerges through paying attention on purpose in the present moment and non-judgmentally to the way things are. So that's a bit of a mouthful, but it is a way of paying attention, deliberately paying attention to what is happening in the present moment without any judgment. And the bit about that bit at the end about paying attention to the way things are, that's really key. It might not sound like much, but what you'll learn as we go here is we're learning to pay attention to the way things are, not the way we think they should be, not the way we would prefer them to be, or not how we interpret them to be. Every experience that we have, we'll come to learn this and become really familiar with this as we go along. We apply a lot of our own interpretations and meanings. We see things through our own filters. And so we're learning to really be up close and present with what is happening as it's happening, exactly without any judgment and just as it is, removing all of our own thoughts and expectations from that. Sometimes it's actually easiest to describe mindfulness in terms of what it's not. So I've got a few examples here that I often use. One, the really obvious one, is how often have you been driving somewhere and got to your destination and realized that you actually you don't remember how you got there because our minds have been somewhere else completely. They have not been paying attention in the present moment. Other examples are being introduced to somebody. This one can be embarrassing, and within a couple of moments just have completely forgotten their name. Sometimes, you know, when you're supposed to be focusing on a task or just something happening in front of you and you find that you're preoccupied, your mind is somewhere else, simply not present. And also, you know, just noticing that you can sometimes spend a fairly substantial amount of time either replaying things that have happened in the past or anticipating things that have not happened yet in the future. We spend quite a bit of our time in our head rehashing or rehearsing. And both of those things are, you know, are happening elsewhere and they're not actually happening here in the present moment. So I guess when we talk about mindfulness and this deliberate paying attention, what we're trying to do, what we're trying to cultivate is this ability to be able to catch ourselves and bring our mind back to the present moment more often. And as we go through, we'll talk about why this happens, why we have this propensity to kind of wander off and not be present, and then what the actual benefits are to working on deliberately bringing ourselves back to the present moment. Because it's only in this present moment that we have the power to choose a response. So by focusing on cultivating our ability to be more mindful, we are essentially training ourselves to come back, to bring our mind back from wherever it wants to go, and to bring it back to be more deliberately present and aware of what's happening. And I also say, you know, it's an awareness of what's happening outside of you, so what's happening in your world, but equally the awareness of what then is arising within you in response to that. So, you know, something might be happening, your kids are fighting, your house is a mess, somebody's just cut you off in the traffic. You know, all of these things are happening in your outside world. So you can be aware of that. You can be very attentive and aware of that. But then it's also noticing then what arises within you. And what's happening within you are a lot of thoughts and feelings and urges and sensations and reactions. And quite a lot of that is automatic. And again, we're not really paying attention. So that stuff just kind of happens and we find ourselves reacting. Whereas if we can bring ourselves back and be a bit more present, we can actually have more power to choose a response. So with another part of mindfulness is this breaking these old habit patterns of thinking and habit patterns of behavior. And we can only do that effectively if we're actually really a lot more aware of those things happening in the moment and bringing our awareness to the moment. So again, the key thing is the without judgment. Sometimes we are aware of what's happening. We're very aware of our reactions and our habits. But our default then is to go into self-criticism or self-judgment. We're either judging ourselves or we're judging somebody else. And so again, we're coming back to this, can I just notice what's happening here? Let go of all of the judgment, let go of all of the interpretations, the criticisms, the stories that I've got about this, and simply be with what's happening as it's happening. And this will all become a lot clearer as we go along about what the benefits are of this and how you can kind of get better at doing this. So that's my, in a nutshell, definition of what mindfulness is and what it's not. So that's what we're going to be working on together. And I think what we will do now is I will pause this audio and we will move on to, you can either continue listening or you can take a break and come back, and we will move on to the theme of week one, which is autopilot and becoming more aware of autopilot. So I'm going to stop this now and we'll come back to that lesson.